and depression.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. When is a penny worth $300,000? When it's one of the first copper coins struck at the U.S. Mint in Philadelphia in 1793. That's what the coin sold for at the annual Florida United Numismatists Convention. A $4 gold piece called a flowing hair Stella sold for $750,000. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. We both own Kias and we love them. I personally am driving a brand new 2018 Kia Niro, the highest ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017, and I am impressed. My gas mileage is crazy good. It has an EPA rated 51 miles per gallon city. Redding Kia has 36 Niros in stock and on the way, and all come with a complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations. Buy or lease a new Kia from Redding Kia and you'll never pay for an oil change for as long as you own your car. That saves a lot of money. And have you seen the new 2018 Kia Stinger GT? It packs 365 horsepower with the available twin-turbo six-cylinder. The performance is mind-blowing. No wonder Stinger is a finalist for the North American Car of the Year. This is the car everyone's talking about, so see the Stinger today at Redding Kia and be ready to drive it home. Great cars, big savings, America's best new car warranty. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hey music lovers, Nathan Parmalee here, talent buyer for the Reading Civic Auditorium. We have tons of incredible shows lined up with entertainment for everybody. Old Dominion is coming back to the Reading Civic on February 15th. The last show was a sellout. Then we'll have Broadway's A Night with Janis Joplin, followed by the rhythm sensation Stomp. In March, the cast of Dancing with the Stars Live will light up the Reading Civic. Plus, we'll hear music from the Ten Tenors, get dog whispering tips from Cesar Millan himself, spend the evening with the legendary Bonnie Raitt, and see Amazing Grace the musical tell the story of the famous song. Comedian Kathleen Madigan will bring her Boxed Wine and Bigfoot tour in April, and we'll kick off another great Reading Civic summer with country star Josh Turner and singing sensation Jackie Evancho. Get the best seats to these shows and more to come at ReadingCivic.com. 2017 was huge, and 2018 is going to be even bigger. Don't miss out on upcoming show announcements and pre-sale access. Sign up for our email notifications at ReadingCivic.com. And remember, tickets make great gifts, plus they're easy to wrap. See you soon at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of bells. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul. A century of dreams haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double cross by Old Sack and Salem. They cursed rough roads, hauling their loads, but they did their best to deliver them. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a race full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul, the beauty of the sunsets never gets old.
Good morning, Jefferson. Yes, the winding rivers are filled with gold. Welcome to Jefferson's State of Mind. We're back at it here on this beautiful Sunday morning here in 2018. Still, and again, I have to remember 18, not 17. So we're doing good. I just want to welcome everybody to the show this morning, and we're going to talk about some stuff today, some good stuff. How you doing, Terry?
Doing well. How you doing, buddy?
Good, good. And Mr. Bob Martin, how you doing?
Doing great, gentlemen. Happy New Year to both of you.
Thank you, Bob. We're having some technical challenges this morning, so Bob's putting fires out with a squirt gun. So he's doing his best right now.
I think we're good to go now.
All righty. Thank you, Bob. So what do we got going in Jefferson, Terry?
Well, we have one of the things we have going is tomorrow night at 3276 Pacelli Lane. We will be having our Jefferson meeting at 5:30, but we're going to have a very interesting evening, which will start at 5:30. We're going to be talking about new situations we have with the court case, folks. Yes, we have some new things happening. We're going to be talking about a court case that we are involved with as plaintiffs, that along with our court case, that is going to help us immensely. We're going to be talking about the radio programs and how we can better fund those. We're going to be talking about starting. We're going to be throwing things at each other. What was that?
That was a bomb.
We're going to be talking about a lot of issues that are going to be pertinent for Jefferson coming up this year. I really don't want to go into a lot of it now because it's so technical and there's other things we have to talk about today. But also we'll be talking about our fundraiser, and I believe Clayton will be calling in about 9:15, and he'll be giving us what's going on with that.
Okay.
And I think that Chris Kellstrom is going to be here during Sovereign Minds to talk about the fundraiser then.
Oh, good. All right.
So that'll be at 3276 Pacelli Lane tomorrow night at the Eagles Nest Church, starting at 5:30 with Jefferson, 6 o'clock with the Patriot meeting. Don't miss it. There'll be some great information coming out.
There you go. And that's for all the Shasta County residents. Or
yes, sir.
People in Redding, nearby, come on up. Tama County, come over. Trinity County, come over. Come check it out. See what's going on. They're all within driving distance. And we want to encourage everybody out there to have your meetings, have as many meetings as you can to be productive on what we're doing with Jefferson and moving forward. And once information is put out there, things will start rolling. And you'll be happy to hear what's going to be happening down the road and what we're going to be doing. And some stuff in a short order and other things planned out a little bit longer along the line. And we are missing the chief. He is on the other side of the world right now.
Yeah, Kemosabe's on the other side of the world. He's in Australia.
Putting fires out there because they're having summer right now, so they're having fires. So Mark gets to fly over them and push a little red button and watch all the stuff come out and keep on going.
Well, here's the fun part. The fun part is the only way we can communicate is with email.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is that he's 19 hours ahead. So he's tomorrow and I'm yesterday. So when I send something to him, he gets it tomorrow, which is really today.
Yeah.
But to him, it's yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So when I send it to him and he gets it tomorrow,
which
and
yesterday.
I'm doing it from yesterday, it's sort of, there's a lag time, which means what could be happening could be changing.
Yep.
However, we've discovered a way to where we can have yesterday and today the same.
Oh.
But if he stays over there that long, 19 hours a day, he might be older than me.
If he stays there long enough, he will be, yeah.
Then he'll come back and be younger again.
There you go.
How does that work? You know, I know that we're going to get a call here pretty quick discussing a fundraiser we're doing, a couple of them, as a matter of fact, and we're waiting for that. But one of the things I want to talk about today is I want to talk about the state of the economy, especially in the state of the economy as we look at it in the United States and we see that the stock market went above 25,000. There's been all this stuff that's, all these things have been happening. But is that happening in California? More importantly, is that happening in Northern California? The answer to that is a resounding no. I want to talk about that and some of the crime issues we have, along with the economic issues in Northern California. One of the things that we can look at up here is that we are losing businesses left and right. California is losing businesses left and right. We've gone through the diatribe. Everybody knows that we're highest in taxes. Everybody knows we pay more for gas. Everybody knows we're last in education. Everybody knows we have the most we have the highest unfunded liabilities in the United States. And everybody knows that we're the welfare state. We have one-third of all the welfare recipients right here in this state. So the enjoyment of the economy that the rest of the United States is able to thrive in. We are not in California. Mm-hmm. Mark Kent was in Sacramento a couple weeks ago. Went down there and took his grandkids down there. He was down in Old Sac, and he said he couldn't believe the homeless people all over the place. I mean, like tents on the sidewalk. It's gotten to a point in California where we've become a third world country. We've noticed that in different areas like Los Angeles and San Francisco, you know, people living down there, it seems as though in certain areas, in certain pockets, it's really thriving. But stop and think about this. If you make $300,000 a year, which is around $1,000 a day, and you live in the Bay Area or you live in, say, Los Angeles, and you live in a nice neighborhood, you may be paying an enormous amount just for your house, for your housing. Point is that a lot of people who are making a lot of money in that area are way, 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 way in debt. And that's the problem. I mean, if your home's $1,000,001 that you just bought and you're making $300,000 a year, mm-hmm. you know, you're still kind of going hand to mouth. You may have cash every week, but it's sort of like, well, gee, I wonder where this money goes. What particular bill is this going on this week? What, you know, what Visa card or MasterCard or debit card is this going to?
You're playing whack-a-mole with
it. You're playing whack-a-mole.
Yep.
And I know this for a fact because we were just down there. We were down there during the holidays, and, you know, we talked to people of means that were down there, and still, it's difficult for them. I mean, debt is debt is debt is debt is debt, and did I say debt is debt? So what we have to be looking at is we have a tremendous problem economically in California. What is happening in the rest of the United States is not happening in California. That's a fact. The only way to solve that is the state of Jefferson. There is no other way other than a state split to solve this. We can't fix the unfunded liability and the debt we have and all the other things because there is no mechanism to do that. It's a pipe dream to do that. Now, do we stop fighting? Of course not. I know my wife and I have been getting the petition and for the referendum on the tax gas. In fact, I just sent in the last load, just mailed it off on Friday. All that, by the way, folks, if you're signing that, that is going to be due by the 10th. We've got to get all the signatures in by the 10th, and we really want to repeal that. Now, whether or not even if we repeal it that way, I mean, if the courts allow or if the legislative body of California even pays attention to it. Mm-hmm. You know, again, we have no rule of law. But what I want to do right here, Bob, if we could, can we take an early break right here, see if we're going to get that call in or not, and then we'll go back on and we'll start talking about the crime issues right here in Redding, California.
Oh, yay.
All right, gentlemen, that sounds good.
Time has come.
For 51.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created for love.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Everyone's looking for more out of life. But what exactly does more mean, and how and where do we find it? At Shasta College, more is whatever you want it to be. More degree and career options in virtually any field imaginable, from business and technology to healthcare, liberal arts, and beyond. More opportunities. The evolving economy requires well-trained, tech-savvy employees, and salaries are growing as fast as demand. Finally, there's more support. Shasta College is more than just a community college. It's a living, breathing, academic community where every student has the chance to connect, be inspired, and achieve their career and life goals. A new semester starts soon at Shasta College, and there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu to browse classes, apply, and register before classes start filling up. There's more for you at Shasta this semester. Come see what we're all about. Shasta College. More possibilities.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Redding tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
We are back at it. Anyway, that's a little music brought to you by Rally Sally. It's fun to wake up early in the morning to Led Zeppelin.
Really? It is?
I don't know, honey. I mean, you know, she goes on these different things. I can see her moving her head as the music's going, you know, rocking out. I know. You can't make this stuff up.
She's on a Led
Zeppelin
kick today.
Anyway, we have Kayla Brown on the line, and we're going to be talking about a fundraiser for the RACW. Actually, it's a ball, isn't it?
It is a ball, yes.
Well, let us hear about the ball.
Good morning, Terry and Wynn, and good morning, Jeffersonians. We are doing a fundraiser for the RACW. It's going to be on February the 10th. And the reason it's on the 10th is so that it doesn't conflict with the State of Jefferson fundraiser on the 17th. So I'm so excited about that because that means that Jeffersonians can go to both if they want to. And the awesome thing about this ball is a lot of Jeffersonians talk about young people not knowing their history. And Civil War reenacting is a way that we teach history without young people realizing that they're actually getting educated. And so on the 10th, we are having a ball in Reading. It's going to be at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive. And there are two ticket options that is going on right now. You can go to the ball only for $5 per person if you're over the age of 12. If you're under 12, it's completely free. Or you can come and do a dinner and a ball option for $40 a person. And since this is right before Valentine's Day, it's a great romantic getaway, essentially, because it's going to be a ball with a live band. There's going to be a bar on site. Families are absolutely welcome to be there. And we have a silent auction from a bunch of local businesses, including Old West, Jones Fort. Nice Shot donated some stuff for us this year. Shane Hayes Photography, So Stressless Alterations, and the State of Jefferson is going to have a basket there as well. So we're just so excited to be able to reach the Reading community with this ball. And if you go to racw.org, scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, click on Calendar of Events, and then that is our flyer right there on the right-hand side saying Sweetheart Ball. If you click on that, you can even purchase all of these tickets online. So it's very easy and accessible to everybody.
I got to tell you, folks, these things are really, really fun. And the dancing, you're going to have the dancing and the guy calling the dancing and teaching people Virginia Reel and all that. It is just an absolute blast. And I remember when Kayla first started this, Kayla and my son Clayton, you guys were little.
I started when I was 11.
And remember the ball we had in McLeod where we did the street dance? We had 500 people on the street dancing, and it was so great. And at the end, we sang Amazing Grace.
And the best thing about it is, even if you go, we're not going to force you to dance. You don't have to dress up in a Civil War hoop skirt. Come in jeans and a T-shirt.
Yeah.
And just enjoy. Just have fun. You cannot do anything in this town for $5 for 3 hours of entertainment.
Nothing.
You can't go to a movie.
No.
So.
Okay, now what's the website again?
It is racw.org.
RACW.org, and it's $5.
It's $5 if you're over the age of 12. Under the age of 12, you are completely free.
Oh, it's so fun, you guys. I just got to tell you, this is going to be really a great event.
Yeah.
We want to encourage people to go. It's really a lot of fun, and just a great atmosphere, and great for kids, great for everybody, grandma, grandpa.
And the best thing about Civil War reenacting for me personally, and I'm sure Clayton can attest to it and some of the others, is that interaction that you get with the youth and just seeing the joy on their face as they go to school days and balls and reenactments and they actually see living history. I mean, it's so far beyond what kids are taught in school. It's just so much fun. It really is. It's just fun for everybody.
Hey, Kayla, at your last school day, didn't you guys have like 950 kids or something?
We did.
Fantastic.
It was a ton of kids. Usually we like to keep it around the 400 to 500 mark, but we had some event coordinators who were new, and they accidentally overbooked us.
Yeah, but that's kind of cool.
By about 500 kids.
But it's really cool because, I mean, that's just more exposure for the kids.
It is, and that's what we really love. We've actually had it to where usually the way a reenactment set up is you have it open to the public Saturday and Sunday. And on Friday is when you have the school day. So all the local schools are invited for the most part, and they send their classes to come. And you can have up to 1,000 kids who go. We've had it so big here in the Reading area that we had Thursday and Friday
school. Wow.
To where you had up to, I think it was like 1,500
kids
who came through on those 2 days. So it can get absolutely huge. And we just need more help. We need more people interested. And this ball is a great way to do that because it's air-conditioned if it's hot, and it's got a heater if it's cold. It can be comfortable. You're not outside in the middle of summer and wool. So everybody should show up.
Now, what's the date on that again, Kayla?
It is February the 10th.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, my dear, and it's a great event, folks, and thank you, Kayla. It is just absolutely wonderful to go to. It's great for your kids. Bring them in there and enjoy.
Absolutely. And again, it's February 10th at 7 p.m., 7 to 10 p.m. It's at the Holiday Inn over on Hilltop Drive, the big Colonial Hotel there. You can buy tickets at the door, but if you want to come for the dinner and the ball, you have to buy those tickets in advance. So go to racw.org.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later.
Sounds
good.
Happy New Year. Okay. That sounds like it's going to be a fun event. I think what we need to talk about, you had something to add when we were talking about how California is just not getting any of the benefit of this boom economy, this booming economy. You had some good points about talking about Jefferson and how we could fix that.
We could certainly fix that as our own sovereign state of the counties declared and counties soon to come on. We could declare and we could do a lot of things that a sovereign state can do. We would have the control of that, not those in Sacramento. We would have control of what we spent and what we brought in and how we handled it. And we would have accountability to the voting public and to the sovereign citizens of Jefferson. There are a great many things that we could do that are currently banned, if you will, as far as mining, you know, natural gas extraction.
Logging,
you name it. I mean, there are a lot of things.
Living.
Don't forget, wealth comes out of the ground, folks. Whether you're
good breathing.
breathing.
Yeah, no doubt. There are so many things that we could do here in the North State, territory of Jefferson, that we could be a good, clean, solid, sovereign state, and we'd be in the black pretty much from the get-go. Once we start doing the things that we need to do, and we have all the people intact, they're there. It's just a matter of getting it fired up and releasing the hound, so to speak. Let them do their thing.
Now, in the interim, of course, since we're in California, there's some things that we have to do. I mean, we've got to keep fighting the fight here, of course, like we were talking about repealing the gas tax. Of course, there's that. You know, go to your city councils, go to your boards of supervisors. I know that there's people who are, you know, they're not really happy about the issue of the possibility of marijuana becoming us becoming a distribution center for marijuana in Reading.
Oh, that'd be wonderful, wouldn't it?
Whatever side of the coin you're on that, you need to voice your opinion. The point is that we have to get out there and get involved in our local communities and get involved in our local politics. And talking about local politics in our local communities, AB 109 is now hitting a new low. We have a gentleman, Anthony Azevedo. I think that's it. Anyway, it was in the paper this morning, the Record Searchlight. This guy in Reading, right here in River City, has been arrested 16 times. And he's been released 15 times. And some of the times when he's been released, he got arrested a couple days later. Unbelievable. That's the way it is out there. The crime, the drugs, all the things that are going on out there are absolutely just insane.
What, they can't hold him, or is it just a...
They let him go.
Because their hands
are tied. It's a low-level misdemeanor, or a low-level, what used to be a felony now is a misdemeanor.
Oh, wonderful.
And so the idea of trying to keep these guys in jail with no place to put them, but, I mean, 16 times, come on, you know?
Yeah.
Really and truly, and I know that, I have friends that have been pulled over because they didn't have their seatbelt on. Well, you know, really and truly, I don't want to say anything against our great police department because we have a very good one. You guys work really hard. But, you know, if somebody is just sort of questioning something, it doesn't mean they don't like the police. It just means that they're kind of questioning where the priority is. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, there's a seatbelt. Well, okay. There's something to do with a light being broken. All those types of things are important, but man, there's a lot of really bad stuff going on around here, and I think there needs to be more concentration on that. What say you? 605-4567. And I think we have Gary on the line, don't we? Is it Gary?
We have Gary Hollihan standing by, yes.
Professor.
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. Hey, on the positive side, somebody has been active. I'll guess this is probably the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and there's a sign on the side of the road that says, "Welcome to Reading, where dope is the great green hope." Now, I think that's great.
Really?
Well, you know, as we go on here and we see all the different crime, I mean, that's a biggie, yeah. But there's just so many very, very bad things that are going on. I mean, you know, the robberies, the burglaries, you know, the assaults, you know, everything else that goes on, the methamphetamine. I mean, you know, the heroin. I mean, it just it goes on and on. The problem is that because of AB 109, our law enforcement officers are restricted, and probably a lot of frustration. I'm sure there's tons of frustration on their part. But something has to be done about all this stuff. You know, there was a radio program that was on this weekend, and there was some discussion on that radio program about, well, you know, Jefferson may not be the only answer. Well, okay, if there's something else we can do to fix California, somebody tell me. Now, let's clarify two things here. One thing is what's the solution, which most of us believe it's Jefferson. But do we stop fighting in the interim? Heck no. We don't stop fighting in the interim. We fight against the gas tax. We fight against the gender law. We fight against that stuff. Believe me, my house looks like a petition. Every single cause that's out there fighting for liberty, my wife is on. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying, because I see all the petitions, I get to mail them. But the thing is that ramrodding all this stuff, yeah, that makes sense. But let's differentiate and make it clear what the message is. The message is, do you stop fighting? Of course not. Do you get engaged? Of course. Are there ideas to do that? Of course. However, the solution is only going to be to fix the unfixable. To fix the unfixable is the state of Jefferson. If you got a better idea, I'm in.
We know that California officials, if you will, I don't know what you want to really call them, but those who are currently in charge of running the state and have been in charge of running the state, they're not going to play by the same rules that we would play by. We would play by fair rules. We would comply with the law and play within the parameters of the law. They play outside of the parameters of the law, so we're not even on the same chessboard to play. I mean, really, we're not playing by the same rules. So how do we win when we're not playing by the same rules? So, and their rules would be ever-changing, like they are with all of our taxes, because that's how they handle it. So we're up against a losing battle before we'd even get started if we truly tried to fix California. And truly, we're not going to be able to do that. It's just too far gone.
It is too far gone.
And there's no way we could ever get it back to where it needs to be. And we just need to break away and do our thing here in the North State, because we are different than the other counties farther south. And we are different than with our economic growth potential. I mean, we have so many things up here that they don't have. Likewise, they have things down there that we don't have. So we need to operate our state solidly for our sovereign citizens and keep it going the way it needs to be run and keep it in the black. I mean, we need to get it in the black and stay in the black and be a good sovereign state for all of the citizens who live here legally within our territory of Jefferson.
Well, we've got Round Mountain Bob on the line. Are you there, buddy?
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
What's happening, Bob?
Well, this is, you want to talk about dope, you want to talk about alcohol, and all I got to say is both our city supervisors and our county supervisors, I've talked to for the last 8 years, in the last 2 years on all these alcohol and dope. I was raised through all this stuff. They want to bring it here to Reading. I keep telling them I grew up with this. And all it does is bring more riffraff, more robbing, more people getting hurt. And we have less and less police because they can't afford them.
Well, you're right.
People talk to us. And they said for every dollar that this stuff will make you, you will spend $2 to $3 to get that dollar. When are they going to learn that it costs them more money to get it that we don't have than they're going to get?
Well, Bob,
so
you
why do they want
Bob,
this
Bob, 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 take a breath, buddy. You're right.
Yep.
You know, but the point is that, you know, as we look at all this, and you've been fighting this, my good friend, for 8 years. You've been fighting this. You've been right there in front of the cause. You've been fighting all these things that are just crazy. And for 8 years, the city council hasn't listened to you. That's the problem we have. We have city councils and boards of supervisors that don't listen to the citizens about logical stuff. You made a good point a while back. even, you know, since pot is legal, do you have any regulations? Do you have any parameters? I mean, what's too much, what's not enough? And I remember you talking about that. It was some good points because, but does anybody listen to that? I mean, that's the problem we have. And again, we need to keep doing that. And God bless you for doing that because you've been doing it for years. You've been fighting this fight. But the thing is that there's no changing this. The only change we're going to have is the state of Jefferson. And Bob, my good friend, 5:30 tomorrow night, you're going to hear some really neat stuff about the court case.
There you
well,
go.
I certainly hope so.
You will.
And the other thing is, too, I know we had some good people on the board. I don't know why they keep getting voted. Well, I know why they keep getting voted off. It's because they want things right. I don't know about the citizens here in Redding and Shasta County, because they vote them out, and things are getting worse. They ain't getting any better.
You're right, Mo.
How are we going to get good people on these boards if they don't want them?
Well, you know, Bob, you make a very, very good point, and it's Gary Catt is really the epitome of that. I mean, here Gary Catt brings forth all the information about the unfunded liability, which the city council members are now tripping over themselves to try to fix. He brings this to light. He brings it to the public, tries to get the public informed, and they vote him out. And he was right, and he was a hero in that aspect. I mean, you're absolutely right. You know, Patrick Jones was very fiscally responsible. Well, he's fiscally responsible. I know. Let's put Schrader and Francie in. You know, I mean, really and truly, you're absolutely correct. All right, buddy. Well, thank you very much. And go. I know that when you go to church today, I know the pastor lets you give him the update on what's going on. I think that's really neat.
I'm sitting here right now.
Are you?
Your program's over, and I'll go in and see him. And all right. I'll let him know you said good morning.
Say hello to Pastor Oxley for us, and
you bet.
And tell him that one of these Monday nights, especially the 22nd of January, remember that date, Bob, the 22nd of January.
22nd of January.
Yep, you need to get your congregation over to the meeting.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, brother. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Bob. Thank you.
Gary, you still there?
Yes. Let me dovetail into what Bob just said. And our governing bodies want to bring to Redding harmful substances that can damage the brains of our young people. Yet they vote to do what we're doing to make marijuana readily available. They want Redding to be the cannabis distribution center of Northern California, and they know full well, but have chosen to ignore it, that the harmful effects to the mind that marijuana, cannabis does. Yet this is their salvation because of their poor economic decisions. They are inflicting harm on our children, their grandchildren, their children, yet they planned to do it. And will we stand by and let it happen? It remains to be seen.
Well, you know, the thing is about all that is that you've got the money for this is for the unfunded liability. We go back to what Bob was talking about. The unfunded liability, period. I mean, that's where the money's going. Where's it going? It's going to the unfunded liability. It's all going for these pensions. It's all going for that $592 million amortized over 30 years that we have to pay. So it's all going to that. I mean, that's the real deal. At least they're getting honest enough to start admitting that. But the problem is that if you have tax and you have regulations and everything else laid on top of the price of marijuana in a store, now all of a sudden it ends up being at least double. This isn't my statistic. This is the statistics of California. I got my information from the Associated Press. And if, in fact, you have a situation where these McDoobies opens up, it's going to be twice as much as what it would be on the black market. So how the heck is that going to stop the cartels? How's that going to stop anything? I mean, whole point is that there has to be some sort of rhyme, reason, and logic. Anyway,
I'll leave you with this again.
Okay.
Welcome to Redding, where dope is the great green hope.
Thank you. Hey, well, Gary, probably what they're going to do is they're going to put it out at Stillwater to get it going. That'll be their anchor business out there. They're going to probably fired up out there to get that going so they can justify having that and spending money there.
Looks like we have something happening here in the nick of time.
Good morning,
hey,
Nick.
It's me, your homie G. Hey, I was listening, about Kayla's ball that she's going to throw, and I hope they're going to have some original rap there to dance to. You know, a lot of people don't realize that black folks didn't invent rap. White people did. They just called it square dancing. Are we going to have some square dancing there?
I bet they're going to have a version of that, yes. They're going to be calling the dances.
It's not really square dancing. Those are things like the Virginia Reel and those types of things. I don't remember all the different names, but it's a... It's a little different than square dancing, but it's absolutely wonderful. It's a lot of fun.
Hey, you know, touching upon what Bob and Gary are talking about them voting in the marijuana, it seems to me that the majority of the people that I've talked to are against it. And it reminds me of California becoming a sanctuary state. I read where 73% of the people are against it. I wondered if you guys are figuring out some way to hold the politicians accountable in Jefferson to the people's wishes. I went to a city council meeting and suggested on controversial issues that they send a question home with the electric bill. If they send home a question, are you in favor of marijuana use in Reading? You know, they could get a feel of what the people want.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, that's a great idea. But to answer your question about holding officials responsible and accountable when we become Jefferson, that will be clearly outlined within the Constitution.
That's great, because it's certainly the people of California aren't in favor of being a sanctuary state.
Right.
Well, yeah, you know, the thing is that what we have to realize is when we do, which we will do our constitutional convention, mm-hmm. when we do that, it's going to be up to the people.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and we'll be explaining how all that's going to work in due course, but, you know, the thing is that, you know, what I want or what Wynn wants or what we want is what's important, what you want. But it's what we want and what we believe is the right thing to do. And I believe that the people of Jefferson, given that opportunity, will definitely select the right thing to do. Anyway, I think we probably ought to quickly go off to our last break here.
I'm going to go practice my Virginia swing with
there you
Virginia
go.
Reel. Virginia
okay.
Reel.
Oh, okay. I'll get my big fishing pole out.
There you go, buddy.
Hook it onto old Virginia and tell her to head down the street. Set the drag, Signe. Set the drag. Have a great day.
You too, brother. Bye. All right. Well, we're going to go off to a break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
This time has come.
For 51.
Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The new year is upon us, and it provides us all opportunities for a new beginning. Whether you are a Christian who, for whatever reason, is not currently attending a church and yet know that there is something missing in your life, or someone who is not a follower of Jesus Christ yet want to know more about God and why Christians are willing to live and die for their faith. There is a valid and eternal reason, and it's worth the effort to discover. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school. The teachers that taught me weren't cool. They're holding me down, turning me around, filling me up with your rules. I've got to admit, it's getting better.
Getting better.
All the time.
Getting better. Yeah, definitely. We can make our schools better.
We can.
Oh, man. Once we get away from California, oh, man, folks.
Well, there's a...
Release the hounds. Unleash the hounds.
There's a guy coming on February the 19th who some people might know. His name is Travis Allen. You could have caught him on Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
He's running for governor. He's an assemblyman. He's running for governor for the state of California. He was on Fox News with Tucker Carlson last week. He'll be coming here on the 19th at Eagles Nest Church, 3276 Pacelli Lane, the 19th of February.
Mm-hmm.
And he will be coming here to speak, and he's coming here to talk to folks. So you'll be seeing more of that on Facebook. I'm sure you'll see it everywhere. But he'll be coming here, and it's kind of a fun thing because, you know, a lot of people in the Republican know wanted to probably get these candidates to speak, and here this guy's making a special trip on a Monday,
yeah,
leaving legislation to come talk to us. Do you think that maybe Jefferson's holding just a little bit of weight here? I mean,
you think? 21 declared in 23 counties looking to do what we're doing. You think that would hold a little bit of weight?
You think?
Yeah.
And I did get a chance to talk to his campaign manager. We had a pretty good discussion, and we're going to talk to him in person a little bit before he comes up here. But I did want to bring that up. I also want to bring up the fact that, John Cox, we tried to get a hold of him, and we were told basically that we'd have to have the Republican Central Committee basic approval. I don't know if that's the case now since Travis is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's the deal. I mean, how far in the bag are these guys with their parties? I mean, it's just... Give me a break. Do you want our vote? Okay, fine. Or do you not want to come up here because you think you're going to get it anyway?
Well, and the thing, too, when I kind of like the posts that I've seen, on emails, internet, what have you, where people always question, who are their sponsors? You know, they should be wearing their sponsors on their sleeves like the car drivers do, you know?
Right.
So why don't we find out who their sponsors are, who their funders are? Are they in direct opposition of what we stand for and what we want to be doing? Or are they in compliance with what we want to do? Do they agree with us? You know, those kind of things are important. That way you find out what they're really all about, because they're after the money. That's what it's all about. So we'll see how it goes when he comes up.
Absolutely. Now, Greg, we're going to go to you, buddy. I've only got about 5 minutes left, and I have somebody else on the line, too. So what you got?
Hey, Greg.
Real quickly, I'd like to thank you guys for everything you do. It's down here in Placer County. I mean, to get the truth is hard enough on the media anyway. But, you know, we're just too close to Sacramento to get people to talk freely about what's going on. And the fear you see in this area, speaking the truth, is immense. But in regard to you talked about the economy in California. Yeah, we lost 10,000 businesses in the last 7 years. Yeah, we have 575 agencies telling us what not to do in the state of California that we, the taxpayer, get to pay for. This is insanity. But basically, Wynn touched on it, and all wealth comes from the earth.
Right.
And you guys from Placer County North, well, all of California, our earth is so plentiful. And we've been blocked by these 575 agencies, selective ones. But to spell the word tyranny, it's spelled EPA.
You bet. Well put, my good friend.
That's all it is to it. Yes. The Economic Paralyzation Agency has got to be eliminated. I love Trump. He's defunding them. He's pushing back on them. He's taking away their ability to fine and penalize them. And paralyze our ability to use our natural resources, which is earth. And like I say, all wealth comes from the earth. But our IT was in the office this last week doing some computer work on my computer. But anyway, he just got back from San Jose, and he was talking. And he's a real godly guy, church-going guy, and biblical guy and all that stuff, and does not care about politics. But he was telling me that there are two architects he works for down there, and they are working paycheck to paycheck in San Jose.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, when you have a home that you buy for $1.1 million and you're paying, you know, you're paying your mortgage and you're paying your taxes and you're paying, you know, whatever it is they're paying for gasoline down there, probably about the same as what we're paying up here, maybe a little more,
and
maybe a little less.
And daycare if they have a young family.
And daycare if they have a young family. And, you know, you can go on and on and on. Plus, I know when you're not going to have the right stuff unless you're buying it at Nordstrom's. So,
right. Yeah.
You know, there's the thing is that a good example of that very quickly is I remember when my daughter was living down, my youngest daughter and her husband were living down in the Los Angeles area, and they lived in, I think, about an 800-square-foot apartment that was running them, I don't know, $1,700, $1,800 a month. And, you know, you'd see these little apartments, and you'd see cars down there. There'd be a Mercedes. There'd be a BMW. So these people were maybe making $100,000, $120,000, $150,000 a year, but all the money went right back out on the BMW payment or anything else, and they had to live in an 800-square-foot apartment to be down there to pay, you know, exorbitant amounts of money for everything. So, anyway, my good friend, we've got Jimmy on the line. Thanks, Greg. That was really good. You've got some good points, buddy. Call in a little earlier so we can get you on a little longer. So, thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks for everything you guys do. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey,
good morning,
Jimmy.
How you doing, Jimmy?
What's going on, guys? Hey, great. I live in California, or actually state of Jefferson. Everything's going great.
Good.
I was just listening to your show, and you guys talk about how all these restrictions on mining, timber, businesses, you know, all that stuff. Well, when we think of Hollywood and Southern California, we think of the film industry, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, a lot of the film industries have been going out of state because of the high taxes and the exorbitant prices just to house and feed these actors. And with the SAG cards and the insurance and all that, well, wouldn't that be great if when we split that the film industry came up here? And I'm talking guys like conservatives, like Gary Sinise, Clint Eastwood, who have, you know, Clint's filmed movies up here. So wouldn't that be just kind of a stick in the eye to Southern California if we did that?
I'm in.
Absolutely. And keep in mind, you know, like down in Tuolumne County, that was a huge mecca for all kinds of movies and TV shows in the early days. That was the mecca. Anything with the train, oh my gosh, they were filmed in in the Tuolumne County area in Calaveras and Amador. They, you know, they filmed everything down there. So that there are museums down there you can go see that actually were part of the movies. So it was pretty cool to see that. We were down there on a trip not too long ago.
Yes, we were.
And we got the backline tour of all that. But your point was well made. Thank you, Jimmy.
Well put, my good friend. Okay, guys.
God bless you. See you later.
God bless you, my friend. All right. You know what time it is, man?
I do.
What time is it?
The time has come.
For 51.
Hey, CA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill that we have to pay?
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The U.S. is welcoming planned talks between North and South Korea. However, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, says the Trump administration will not be coming to the table just yet.
There could be a time where we talk to North Korea, but a lot of things have to happen before that actually takes place. They have to stop testing. They have to be willing to talk about banning their nuclear weapons. Those things have to happen. What we're trying to do is make sure we don't repeat what's happened the last 20 years.